the other day, as to what you're doing in the context of the season.
I mean, it feels, you know, with the loss, you know, it was tough, you know, because we fought our way back a little bit and just can, you know, it's turnovers and kilters, you know, I had a fumble, you know, it's just turnovers, you know, we took ourselves out of it. But same time, man, it's an accomplishment that it took a lot of work, man, so you can't take that thing away.
Yeah, well, what was it like to walk to the sideline and give your father that football?
You know, when you're in the game, you know, it's, you know, you're still in the moment. You know, you're still in on the play that just happened. You know, so I was still focusing there. I was still in my zone. You know, so I went over there. I don't even think I said anything to my dad when I gave him the ball. You know, I just gave him a hug. But you know, when I think back on it, it's a special moment.
When you were crossing the field and the ball's coming in, can you take us through like the voice in your head is saying, like, "Catch it! I got it! I got 4 yards."
This crazy thing is, we ran the route earlier, got walled off by the Mike and Witherspoon, and called the same route again and just bounced it around like the coach told me, and the biggest thing, I was just like, see the ball, you know.
But did you know as soon as you caught it?
Yeah, because the guys were telling me on the sideline, I'm like 4 or 5 yards away, so it was just like one reception, and I'm there, so I'm like, shoot, it's going to not the same guy.
Who was telling you on the sideline?
Everybody was keeping record of.
What is 2,000 on Kirby Morrison?
Man, I mean, I don't know where we stand, but, you know, we got another game left, so you never know what can happen. So we're going to, like I said, we just told the team, man, come back, study film. We got a divisional opponent, you know, so we might as well go ahead and get our mind right that we're going to come in here and try to get this win next week and, you know, leave this season on a good note.
How big of a part of this record is Matthew?
I don't know. It's half his, too, you know. So he's the one delivering me the ball every week, you know. And when we both stay healthy, man, we can do some special things out there.
In the grand scheme of things, I mean, obviously the record isn't where you want it to be and this season isn't, but just what this means and how much you ever thought about doing something like this. And as it went on, I mean, did you really think that tonight when you came to the stadium, hey, there's a possibility? Because I think a lot of people maybe thought the last two games.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, never know, because we've had plenty of 200-yard games, you know. And like I say, when we're on the field together, you know what's going to happen. When we see a favorable coverage, you know, we're going to attack it. We saw some holes in there. And, I mean, my trainer, I was working with him before the game. You know, he's like, we'll get the thing tonight. You know, he had me feeling good before the game, and, you know, we got it.
No, my
trainer for back home, Tom Bender.
They did
a game plan. You know, they're obviously a team that's going to do what they do, you know, and they stuck to what they did. And we saw that a lot this year, you know, more than expected. And we were able to take advantage of it sometimes, but we weren't able to get the record like we said, like we wanted. But in the end of things, you know, didn't expect to, when coming into the year, to see this happen. But now that it has, you know, it's a part of history, and I'm sure it'll sink in at some point.
One more, we'll ask Matthew as well.
Where's the ball going now?
Oh, me. My dad got it right there. I told him not to let it go.
That's not going to Canton yet?
Oh, no, that's my ball. They're going to buy it on me.
Hang on a second, guys. Come on, Matthew. We're going to have a couple questions for both those guys up here. And then,
Kevin, what'd you say to Mr. Ford there?
No, he just came up, you know, said congratulations, and I just told him, you know, I appreciate the support, you know, from all you guys out there, and even though we weren't where we want to be, you know, we're working our tail off and do that.
Did both of you talk about at any point during the course of the game where you said to one another, we can do this tonight?
I never said that to him. The only reason I knew we were close is you caught the slope and crowd went crazy. That was the catch before I think the one that got him.
That's true.
I thought that was it, just by the reaction, and then he played a heck of a game like he does every week.
He said he didn't know if this would ever be possible. You work with him every day, you see him every day. Something you envision?
I never really thought about it, but you know, if somebody would have told me that, you know, if anybody can do it, it's this guy. You know, if somebody would have told me at the beginning of the season that the record's 18 something, then I'd have put my money on him to break it. He's a pleasure to throw the ball to, and obviously a pleasure to be a teammate with, just the way he carries himself and the way he works.
He's not going to brag about himself, obviously, but can you talk about how good he is? I mean,
Jerry Rice. Yeah, I mean, he's, I don't know. The guy's the best in my mind. I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, just the height, weight, speed, all that goes out the window. Just the way he prepares, the way he works. Nobody goes about their business as professionally as he does, and we're lucky to have a guy like that, you know, play a position that not all the time is like that. And, you know, he sets the standard in the league, and it's a high bar.
Couple more for Calvin.
What did you guys say to each other when you grabbed each other by the arm?
Oh, I just told him congrats.
I didn't say it. Just
I know. It, you know, it was unreal. It was fun to watch.
Calvin, can you just talk a little bit about when the fans were chanting your name? I mean, and just to hear the roars, you know, when you got close and when you had that big run.
It's kind of weird because you be in the zone out there, you know, so you just kind of tone it down to you a little bit, but you know, the big thing is trying to get them to quiet down, you know, so we go ahead and keep running the offense.
Last question for
Calvin. Would your father answer a question?
We'll answer all going off the side. One more for Calvin.
Did you know when you got the first one was 49 yards? Did you say, that's a third?
I can't even lie. You knocked off a big chunk of it right
there. I thought the same thing.
All right, thank you.
I'm still going.
Let's catch a ball and Calvin and...
Hang on a second.
1 second, man.
Move to the side. We'll
okay, show him the ball. Yeah, hold the ball out there. Let's get a picture with him. Father and son.
Is this the proudest you've ever been of your son?
It's a continuation.
We all good?